I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new report suggests that the Islamic State is now recruiting from the Caucasus, Central Asia, and Indonesia. Mission Eurasia's Sergei Rakhuba confirms it, adding,
autonomous regions or provinces who are under the Russian Federation or Russian umbrella are like North Ossetia, South Ossetia. We're talking about Kabardino-Balkaria, Dagestan, but especially Chechnya.
So ISIS is targeting young people specifically because they're the most idealistic. And that's why Mission Eurasia's Schools Without Walls program works. It counters the Islamic State's message of destruction.
We're really praying and equipping, providing resources for young evangelical leaders to reach out to their peers, to reach out to their communities with the gospel and offer the truth that God provides.
This next story is food for thought. Junia, a gospel worker in Europe with Pioneers USA, recently published an article explaining how Europe is one of the most unreached continents on the earth. Does this surprise you? Well, most missionaries don't view a place where the majority of people claim to be Christians as unreached, but Junia wants you to think otherwise.
There's a lack of understanding in the missions world as far as the opportunities and the needs in Europe. And I heard a quote from a friend of mine that's actually another person that's on the field. And he says that there are two places to die of thirst. One is in the desert and the other is in the ocean. And then Europe is the spiritual ocean of the missions world.
Want to make a difference in the situations you just heard about? Well, visit missionnews.org to get started. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.